We're holding in Parshat Toldot. The Ben Ish Chai is going to talk about Halchot Netilat Yadayim. He's going to give us his interesting insights in regards to Netilat Yadayim. And by the way, he's also going to give us some Halachot. You'll see what I mean in a minute. Parshat Toldot in the Hakdama. Vayiten lecha et Birkat Avraham. Lecha ulzarecha itcha. Vayiten lecha et Birkat Avraham. He shall give you the blessing of Avraham. Lecha ulzarecha itach. You and your lineage. Nir'a li p'siyata d'shmaya. Ben Ish Chai says, it seems to me, the yadua, it is known, Avraham hu soda chasadim. Avraham is, what he means when he says soda chasadim, means that Avraham has a stronger connection to the attribute of mercy, of chesed, of charity, than the other avot. Each one of the forefathers coincides with a different effect in heavens, and Avraham's chesed is charity. V'Yitzchak soda gevurot, and Yitzchak coincides with justice, gevurot, might. Each one has his own tests, has his own connection. Interestingly enough, that's why Avraham Avinu was tested with Akedah sacrificing his son, because that goes against everything that he was preaching his whole life. What was he preaching? He was preaching chesed. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him with the anti-chesed, slaughtering your own son. It is known, says the Ben Ish Chai, that the nations of the world do not have existence, or they don't have, yinika is like a lifeline, sustenance, v'ashpa'a min ha-chasadim. They don't receive sustenance from the level in the heavens called chasadim, chesed. El rak min ha-gvurot, only from justice, only from strictness. Mipnei ki chitzonim shem shorosh ha-umot, because the outward forces, that they are the root of the nations of the world, as opposed to Am Yisrael, en lehem achiza b'chasadim. Since the root of each nation has a sar that rules over it in the heavens. Each nation in the heavens has a sar that rules over it in the heavens. And those sarim, those angels, if you will, are connected to certain forces in the heavens, and these ones that are responsible for the nations of the world, do not tap into the forces of chesed. They go straight through justice. The only nation that has a lifeline, that has a connection, that's plugged in to the attribute of chesed, is Am Yisrael. Nimsa, en yinika v'shefa min ha-chasadim, shem sod Avraham. It comes out that the nations of the world do not have a lifeline, do not have a connection to chesed, which coincides with Avraham. Ela rak l'Israel davka, but rather only to Am Yisrael. V'leze amar, v'yitel lecha et berkat Avraham. And that's why the pasuk says, I shall give you the blessing of Avraham. Sod chasadim, I will give you the concept of chesed, the connection to chesed, lecha ulzarcha itach, to you and your lineage, meaning only to Am Yisrael receives this. V'lo asachen l'chol goy, and this was not done to the nations of the world. Skip to where it says u'me'achar, and since the third paragraph, u'me'achar she'en l'chitzonim achiza b'chasadim, and since the chitzonim, the forces that are not connected to Am Yisrael, do not have a grasp in chasadim, especially the ones that are connected to the Yetzara, lechen timtza shekol ha'avarat ha-tum'a yalidei mayim. How do you remove any form of tum'a, says the Ben Ish Chai? Always through water. Water always removes tum'a. That is like the medicine for tum'a. It's always something connected to water. When you have kelim and you have to purify them, you put them in the mikveh. A woman goes to the mikveh. A man goes to the mikveh. Right? We're going to see here. Netilat yadayim is done with water. Water always removes tum'a. Always takes out tum'a. Sha'adam tovel b'mayim v'nitar metum'ato. A person immerses himself in a mikveh and becomes purified. V'lo od, ela sheyesh koach b'rvit mayim bilvad להעביר ולדחות את רוח רעה מעל הידיים. More than that, says Ibn Ishchai, when you have a revi'it of water, you have a revi'it of water that is able to push away any tum'ah that one has on his hands. Habalo al yedei hashina b'layla, that comes to him when he's sleeping. Ki mei hachesed dochim et hatum'ah bechol makom. Because the waters of chesed, they push away all the tum'ah in every place. Now, why does water equal chesed? Water is life. Water is one of the sources of life in the world. You water something, it gives it life. So water is life. Just even in a cleansing sense, you always use water to clean off things. In a spiritual sense as well. Water is chesed. ולכן צריך תחילה תיתן הימין את הכלי של המים ליד שמאל, כאדון הגוזר על עבדו לשמשו. And therefore we find that first you have to give the utensil to fill up with the right hand. Why is this so? Because in a person's body, his body coincides with certain forces. What does this mean? The right side, the right hand, coincides with chesed. The left hand is midat adin. So not only is the water chesed, not only is this whole purifying procedure, but also the right side of a person's hand is chesed. So what do? The Ben Yishchai says, you're going to fill up the utensil with your right hand, so you have a whole procedure over here, you have a whole ceremony of making abundance of chesed for Am Yisrael, just by doing the tirat yadayim. A simple process of doing the tirat yadayim is geared, in reality, what is it geared to? It's geared to multiplying and creating stronger chesed for Am Yisrael. That's why he says here, לכן צריך תחילה תיתן הימין את הכלי של המים ליד שמאל. You fill up the water with your right hand and pass it directly to your left hand. כאדון הגוזר על עבדו לשמשו. Like a master that decrees on a servant to serve him. Because if the right hand is chesed, and the left hand represents din, who do you want to be stronger? The chesed. You want the chesed to be stronger. So what do? You fill it up with your right hand, and you pass it directly to your left hand. So the left hand is like a servant. You are now going to pour on me. Becomes like a servant. So in a sense, it's a whole ceremony of subduing the forces of strictness, of harshness, to the chesed for Am Yisrael. And this is all done through the hands, because the hands are like the building blocks. They're the construction workers of the human being. כדי להגביר החסד על הדין, שאז יקנו החיצונים ותעקר רוח רעה, and this will uproot any evil forces, the forces of tum'ah, לגמרי על ידי מהחסד. דגמרן סוטה, דלת עמוד ב', says as follows, כל המזלזל בנטיית ידיים, נעקר מן העולם. Any person who is disrespectful to נטילת ידיים, when he doesn't show it the proper respect, he's uprooted from the world, says the Gemara. Umasbir ben Yoyada, and Ben Yishchai is in his perush on the Agada in that Gemara, says as follows, Nirali, mida keneged mida. This is a measure for measure. Why? Ki inyan netilat yadayim hu lechaven la'akor et ha'yadayim memakom haklipa la'alotam lemakom ha'kodesh. What is netilat yadayim, says the Ben Yishchai? The netilat yadayim is you take your hands from being impure, from resting within the realm of impurity, and you elevate them to Tahara. You take them from the Tum'ah and you place them into the Tahara, says the Ben Yishchai. Right? ולכן מצינו שצריך להגביע את הידיים. And that's why there's also, we're going to see the Ben Yishchai is going to say, you have to lift your hands. Not only do you do netilat yadayim, but netila is like to elevate your hands. כדי להעלות את הטומאה שנמצא בקצה האצבעות. The tum'ah is in the edges of your fingers, and you can elevate that. So a person who doesn't do that, what does he do? He leaves the forces of tum'ah down in the realm. He doesn't elevate them. So midah keneged midah, Hashem says, therefore I'm going to take you of where you're supposed to be. But that's the chumrah of netilat yadayim. So we have to realize that the actions that a Jew performs are very important. They have a tremendous amount of significance. Simple things like waking up in the morning and washing your hands, we're going to see soon how strict the Ben Yishchai and Halakha is about it. It's not just ceremony, part of our pastime. like, you know, Sunday football or, you know, hot dogs in a baseball game. It's connected to forces of chesed that shower down on Am Yisrael. The Gemara in Shabbat, Kuf Tet Amud Aleph, says as follows. Tanya Rabbi Natan, Omer, Bat Chorin Hi. Your hands, the Tum'ah, is free. Umakpedet Ad Shirchatz Gimel Pamim. And the Tum'ah that's on your hands is very makpid. It demands that it only leaves when you wash three times. So the Ben Ishchai says, Chorin Lashon Chor. Chorin, it's free. What does it mean it's free? Why does the Gemara use the word Chorin? Because it rests in between the holes in your hands, meaning on your fingers. That's where the Tum'ah rests. ושורה בין האצבעות שהם חורין של הידיים. וברחיצה ראשונה, when you first time you pour water, we're going to see you pour water three times alternating between hand and hand. The first time you pour water, it jumps from your palm to the middle of your fingers. וברחיצה שנייה, קופצת מן הפרק האמצעי לאחרון. And then the second time you wash, it goes out to the edge of your fingers. And the third time you wash, says the Ben Ish Chai, it eventually jumps out of your hand. But it's a slow pushing process. And the Gemara there calls it, the Gemara calls it, Puch Ma'avir Bat Melech. Very interesting term. Puch Ma'avir Bat Melech. So the Ben Ish Chai says, what does Puch mean? Puch is otiyot kof, to force, lakuf. In order to get this Tum'ah out, you have to force it out. Because in reality, the Tum'ah doesn't want to leave the hands of a Jew. He wants to stay there. He's very happy there. And that's always the way it is. The forces of Tum'ah always get their strength from Kedusha. There's no such thing as a vacuum. Either it's Kedusha or Tum'ah. The more Kedusha you have, the more opposition you have from Tum'ah. Halacha Aleph. Ben Ish Chai is going to talk to us about the order of Netilat Yadayim. What is the order? What is the correct order of Netilat Yadayim? Seder Netilat Yadayim de Shachrit. Betchila Yitol Kli Amayim Biyad Yeminit. First, what you should do is you should take the utensil that holds the Revi'it and fill it up with your right hand. V'timtzirenu Le'ador Smalit. Then pass it to your left hand. Fill it up with your right hand. Pass it directly to your left hand. V'achar kach Shofech Mayim Me'akli She'Biyador Smalit Al Yador Minit. So now, you're holding the water, the full cup in your left hand. What do? You pour onto your right hand. So you fill it up with your right, pass it directly to your left, and then pour directly from your left onto your right. Your right is now wet. V'achar ze, yuchaz akli biyado yaminit. Then you take the cup with your right hand. V'yishpoch al yado asmalit. And then you pour on your left hand. Harei pam echad. That is called one time. This is called sirugin, when you're alternating from hand to hand. You're going to have to do this process three times. The only way to get the tum'ah out of your hands is by doing it three times. V'chozer kaseder hazeh, pam shenit u'pam shlishit. And you should do this. You should do this twice, three times. Ba'ofen shetirchatz al kol yad v'yad shalosh pamim, so that every hand gets washed three times. Right. So you're gonna follow this process. Fill up with your right hand, pass it to your left, pour on your right. Then you fill it up. It's in your left hand now. Fill it up, pass it to your right, pour on your left. That's one time. Again, take the bottle in the cup in your right hand, fill it up, pass it to your left, until each hand gets wet, gets poured on three times. וחוזר כזה הזה פעם שנית ופעם שלישית, באופן שתרחץ על כל יד ויד שלוש פעמים. This is different than נטילת ידיים, אגב, just to mention, in brackets, this is different than נטילת ידיים of the bread. The bread is directly on the right hand three times, and then directly on the left hand three times. This not alternating. ולא תרחצם לכל יד בפני עצמה שלוש פעמים בזה אחר זה. Do not wash them three times, one after the other, directly, like you do for bread. כי לא תעקר רוח רעה, אלא דווקא ברחיצה של סירוגים, כאשר כתבנו. וכאשר מפורש כל זה בשאר הכוונות לרבנו אריזל. As the Arizal brings down that the only way to remove the tum'ah is by alternating from hand to hand. What the reason for this, as to why alternating specifically takes the tum'ah, we won't get into, but the point is that in order to remove the tum'ah, you need to alternate from hand to hand. ויש מדקדקים שלא תקבל היד ימינית את הכלי מיד השמאלית בשום פעם. Now the Ben Ish Chai is going to tell us a certain stringency. This is based on Kabbalah. Someone who feels comfortable to do this can do it. Someone who doesn't feel comfortable to do it is still a wonderful and beloved Jew. You shouldn't feel that you're not serving the Almighty properly if you're not makpid on this nuance that the Ben Ish Chai is trying to provide us with. ויש מדקדקים שלא תקבל יד הימנית את הכלים יד שמאלית בשום פעם, אלא יד השמאלית אחר שתשפוך על הימנית תניח את הכלי בארץ. There are those who hold that you should not pass the cup from the left to the right directly at any point. Why is that so? Again, what do we say? When you pass it from hand to hand, what is that representing? That you are subservient to me. So we don't want, in any situation, the Ben Ish Chai is going to tell us that the right hand, the chesed, the charity, should be subservient to the deen, the judgment. So there are those who makpid not to pass it ever from the left hand to the right hand. So how do they do it? They fill it up with the left hand, put it down in the sink or whatnot, and then pick it up. So it's not a direct passing. אלא יד השמאלית אחר שתשפוך על הימנית תניח את הכלי בארץ ואז הימנית תיקחהו מן הארץ ותשפוך על השמאלית. But then the right hand picks it up and then pours on the left. אבל הימנית בכל פעם היא תיתן את הכלי לשמאלית. But you should be meticulous that the right hand should always pass to the left hand straight כדי שישפוך בו עליה להראות הכנעה לשמאלית כנגד הימנית. To show how much the chesed is subservient to the deen, is makes the deen subservient to it. Shukadona gozer al avdol shamsho. It's like a master that is gozer on its servant. Vatam, and the reason shanetila hirak al hayadaim. Why isn't that yadaim only on your hands? Bipneki hayadaim varaglaim hem sof v'siyum haguf. The edges of one's body is always the resting place of tum'ah. ובאדם מתפשטים חמישה גבורות מנצפח, שם אותיות כפולות, חמש וחמש, וכנגדן הם חמש אצבעות בימין וחמש בשמאל, וזהו בין בידיים בין ברגליים. וידוע, it is known, כי אין אחיזה לחיצונים, אלא בסיומי הגבורות, והדינים ובקיצותיהם. The חיצונים, the forces of the tum'ah, when he says חיצונים, it means like the outward forces. What he basically means is the forces of tum'ah have a grasp only on the edges. That's why, where do we do my machonim after you eat a meal bread? You wash the edges of your fingers, because that's where the Yetzirah's grasp. So too, the edges of your fingernails, for example, the Ben Ish Chai is going to talk about the fact that you shouldn't grow your fingernails above the flesh of your finger, because that gives sustenance to the Yetzirah. The edges of things, he always has a grasp on. He doesn't have a grasp in the main body of it, but in the edges of things. So too, when you find, you see the milchama, the battle between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, where did he hit him? Hit him on his gid, on his thigh. He couldn't get his main part of his body, because that the Yetzirah doesn't have a hold in that. He always gets the edges of things, you know, the back of stuff. In a similar vein. Ki ein lehem koach linok min hakdusha milemala. The forces of the Yetzirah do not have a strength, do not have power to draw, to take from the kedusha directly. El rak besiyum shela lemata, only from the edges of it. Velachen, therefore, balayla be'et shena shura ruach ra'a layadayim. When a person's sleeping, then the ruach ra'a, the forces of the tum'ah, are resting on the hands, specifically. Of all parts of the body, the hands, and you can feel it. You can feel it. You develop a certain sensitivity to it. You wake up in the morning, your hands feel like rocks, like weighed down by something. And after you wash your hands, it's just evaporates into the air. ששם הוא הסיום, ויש יכולת לחיצונים להתאחז שם, and the Yetzirah has a power to grasp there. ולכן צריך שיטול ידיו במים. A person has to wash with water, שם בחינת החסד. You take chesed, and you מגרש, you push away any of the Yetzirah, הכולל חמישה חסדים, ועל ידם מתמתקים חמישה גבורות מנצפח הכפולות, שהם בחמש אצבעות ימין וחמש אצבעות שמאל, ואז הקליפות שהם נחזים שם הם הנדחים, and then the forces of the Yetzirah are pushed away, ומסתלקים משם על ידי החסדים, כי לעולם החסד דוחה את הקליפות. Always chesed pushes away the forces of the קליפות. ודע, you should know, כי לולי הציפורניים שהושמו בראשי האצבעות, you should know that if not for the fingernails that were at the edges of our fingers, hayu hayadayim tmeot afilu bayom v'afilu b'lo shena. If not for our fingernails, then our whole hand would be tameh, and even during the day. Achata al yedei tziponaim en ruach ra shorah ela balala b'et shena or b'chol et shenichnas lebet hakiseh. And the Ben Ish Chai gets into a certain Kabbalistic reason that because of the fingernails, they have a power to draw only at night the tumah, and when a person goes into the bathroom. Okay, we're not going to get involved with this concept. V'im tumar, im ken, says the Ben Ish Chai. This is so. Lama en osin netila l'raglaim. Since we said your hands and your feet also have tumah, why don't we wash our feet as well? Kevan dechatayim alehem. Al ze tiretz harav yafe sha'a. On the feet, the tumah is much stronger. We can't push them away from the feet, the tumah and the feet, because it's so powerful. Only the kohanim, in the merit of the Beit HaMikdash, they were able to push away the tumah there. And that's why it brings a pasuk that Aaron and his children were able to wash their hands and feet. Ubeze tavin tam chiyuv rechitzat erev Shabbat panav yadav v'raglav, says the Ben Ish Chai, and this can give you an inkling of understanding why it's a mitzvah to wash away. Why it's a mitzvah to wash away erev Shabbat? We think that what's the reason for washing erev Shabbat is why, because you want to look nice for Shabbat. You want to go to shul nice. You walk into nice Bet Knesset, nice cologne. Look nice and shtadi, harif, right? No, says the Ben Ish Chai. You wash yourself, why? Because through the power of Shabbat and the power of you washing yourself, you're actually able to push out forces of tum'ah that you can't do on a regular day. Just like in the Beit HaMikdash, they had more power to push away tum'ah, so too Shabbat, together with you washing yourself, is able to actually be metahel a person. That's why there's a big inyan to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbat. Because you're able to attain something at that point that one can't attain during the week. Kizchut Shabbat, and he says this explicitly. Kizchut Shabbat, yecholah hi shetagen. Ad kan divarav. Shabbat itself is able to work together with the chesed of the water and push away any forces of the tum'ah that otherwise we would not be able to do. Now, says, let's talk about some other reasons for Netilat Yadayim. There's five reasons for Netilat Yadayim. One is the Zohar in Vayeshev, Kuf Pei Dalet Amud Bet, that Shebisha'a Shiyashen, once a person is sleeping, Mistalek Mimeno Neshama Teora, Betoem Ta'am Mavet, when a person is sleeping, he tastes 1/60th of death, and that taste of death rests upon his hands, and when he wakes up, it's upon his hands. The second reason for Netilat Yadayim has nothing to do with sleeping or not sleeping. It's a concept of nighttime. Nighttime itself is a time that rests up tum'ah on a person. Tum'ahan Shabbat, Kuf Chet Amud Bet. Third reason is Yadayim Askaniyot, this is the Rosh. Yadayim Askaniyot means once a person's sleeping, he scratches and touches himself in places that are not necessarily clean. And therefore, it's not proper to start your day with your hands not being clean before you're going to pray and put on your tefillin and do mitzvot. The fourth reason is the Rashbah. The Rashbah is of the opinion that in the morning you are created to a new person. And that needs purification. The fifth reason is Zechel HaKohanim, in remembrance of the Kohanim that used to wash in Netilat Yadayim, so too we wash in Netilat Yadayim. Those are the five reasons for Netilat Yadayim. Halacha Bet, Tzarich Litol Kol HaEtzbaot VeHakaf Ad Perech HaZoah. One should be meticulous to wash all of his fingers, his palm, up until the connecting point of the wrist. This that we find that on Yom Kippur and Tish'a B'Av, you only have to wash the edges until your finger, where your finger meets your palm, That's when you wash up on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Why is this so? If you just told me you have to wash my whole entire hand, says the Ben Ish Chai, Katav Mari Tzemach Zal B'Yom Kippur Eno Shalotet Kol Kach. The Yetzara does not have such a strong grasp in Yom Kippur, so therefore you don't have to watch so much. And Ubiyom Tisha B'Av is the exact opposite. Eno Makpedet Al Davar Mu'ad Zeh, Ki Kol Hayom Hu Shela. The whole day of Tisha B'Av belongs to the Yetzara, so we don't have enough power to push out the Tumah anyway, so we only do up to that point. Ubavonotenu Rabim Ad Kan Dvarav. Right? So, but in a person every day is supposed to be makpid to wash the entire hand up until the wrist. Each time, like we said, alternating each time that the hand should be washed three times. Gimel. Achar ha-netilah shalosh pamim besirugin. After one washed three times, alternating his hands, kamur taaseh shifshuf lefshefshef hayadayim zu bezu kamfurash b'divrei Rabbeinu Arizal. The Ben Ish Chai brings a Kabbalistic concept that one should wipe his hands together. Ve'af al gav ki mistimat divrarav nira desage b'shifshuf pam echad bilvad. Even though according to the Arizal, it seems that he only needs one time. Hine matzino l'Rabbeinu Arashash Zal dematzrich shifshuf shalosh pamim. The Rashash said explicitly that he needs three times. V'sider kavanot l'chol pamim shalosh pamim. And he wrote down and taught certain kavanot that one is supposed to have for each time he wipes his hands together. V'lachen tzrich lizeher la'asot shifshuf shalosh pamim. The Ben Ish Chai says you should wash them together. You should be mishafshef, wipe them together three times. ונראה לי, דבעת השפשוף יזהר שיהיו עצבות זקופים לצד מעלה, ולא יהיו כפופים. Your fingers should be facing upwards and not downwards. This way, this is all based on Kabbalah again, as we mentioned. הלכה דלת, אחר השפשוף, after you have done this wiping three times with your hands, לא תניח אצבעותיך כפופים למטה. You should not place your fingers facing down. אלא תכף ומיד תסקיף ידיך ואצבעותיך למעלה. But rather you should immediately elevate your hands in upwards direction, up, כנגד your face. ותגביהם עד הראש. Elevate them, coinciding with the level of your face. ולפחות תגביהם עד כנגד הפנים. כי הפנים גם הם מכלל הראש. If you don't go as high as your head, then at least your face level. ודברך על נטילת ידיים, and then make the blessing of על נטילת ידיים. תכף ומיד, כאשר תרים ותסקיף ידיך, as you lift your hands, כדי שלא תהיה הגבעת ידיך לבטלה. So don't lift your hands in vain. כנזכר בזוהר הקדוש, שאסור להגביע ידיו ברקנה. Ben Ish Chai brings down from the Zohar, that lifting your hands in vain, in such a position, one should try not to do. ותהיינה ידיך גבוהות וזקופות עד שתסיים הברכה, and should hold your hands up straight, so long as you say the bracha until after you finish the bracha. ולכך מברכים על נטילת ידיים. That's why you make the bracha על נטילת ידיים, which means elevating your hands. שהוא לשון התנשאות. Elevation, כמו וינשאם. He lifted them and he bore them. ואין מברכים על רחיצת ידיים. We don't make a bracha on washing of our hands. ותזהר שתגביע שתי ידיך כנגד הראש, שתכניס קשרי הזרועות, שהם אצילי הזרועות הנקרים בלעז קובדו. Your elbow, the Ben Ish Chai says you should try, when you lift your hands, your elbow should be facing towards your body together. ובלשון ערבי, יקס לפנים מן הגוף בסוד וכל אחוריהם ביתה. כאן צריך לפשוט שתי כפות הידיים, you should also open your palms בעת הברכה, כמי שרוצה לקבל בהם איזו דבר. As if someone wants to receive something from the heavens, it seems pretty clearly that the Ben Ish Chai is more than hinting that this is a process that's connected to receiving sustenance from the heavens. V'ulirmoz al kabbalat ha-tahara b'hem. Just be careful that no big treasure chests fall down tomorrow morning as you do netilat yadayim and step out of the way. V'kmo shekatav Rabbeinu Zal b'shar ha-kavanot v'olat tamid. This is brought down in the name of the Arizal. Halacha hey. Lefi da'at Rabbeinu Arizal, achar ha-netila kilchata, according to the Arizal, after washing your hands properly, שלוש פעמים בסירוגין, נעקרת רוח רע לגמרי. The tum'ah, the forces of the tum'ah, become uprooted in totality. לכך צריך לברך תכף קודם הניגוב. That's why you should make a ברכה right away before you dry your hands. ודלא כאחרונים, זל, תכתפו דינה נעקרת על העד אחר הניגוב. And not like those authorities that hold that the tum'ah only gets uprooted after you dry your hands. Therefore, we do not make a bracha after we dry our hands, but rather we make a bracha before we dry our hands. Because those authorities hold you should make a bracha after you dry your hands. And it's written explicitly in the writings of the Rashash to make a bracha before you dry your hands. Halacha Vav. Katav Rabbeinu Zal Be'olat Tamid. Dav Tov. Kasher Mitorer Adam Mishnato. When a person wakes up, right away, he should wash his hands. Kodem shiga b'mabushav klal, before he touches any of his clothes. V'gam asur lelech arba amot b'lo netilah zo shel shachrit. A person should also be very careful not to walk dalet amot. He shouldn't walk dalet amot without doing netilat yadayim. Dalet amot. וכמו שכתב בזוהר על פסוק לאשר הביא אלוקה בידו, לכן יזהר כל אדם להכין הכלים סמוך למיטתו. This is born נחידה as well. נחידה brings down as well that a person should try and have the utensil of נטילת ידיים right next to his bed. באופן שלא יצטרך ללך ארבע אמות. So he doesn't have to walk four אמות when he wakes up. Rather he should wash right away. ויש בני אדם אשר בזמן הקור לובשים הנפלות ברגליהם. There are those who wear, what's הנפלות? Socks. בעודם על מיטתם קודם שיקומו לעשות נטילת ידיים. There are those who put on socks before נטילת ידיים. ולא יפה עושים. It's not proper to do this, says the בן איש חי. וצריך להזהירם על זאת. And they should, we should tell them they shouldn't do this. The בן איש חי, in the book עוד יוסף חי, retracted from this הלכה, and said that you are allowed to put on socks before you go off the bed. And not only that, the Ben Ish Chai and Chacham Avadia holds as well in Yabia Omer Chelek Hei that if you touch, you're not supposed to touch your eyes or any open part of your body with your fingers because of all the tum'ah that we were talking about. Nevertheless, if you take the blanket and wipe your face with it, that's permitted. Ben Ish Chai spoke about, and Chacham Avadia brings it down, that the tum'ah doesn't pass through a beged, through clothes. So it is permitted, in fact, to put on socks, and also to wipe your face with your blanket or just sleeve of your shirt, being very careful not to touch with your hands. Halacha Zayin. Im kam mishnato, ve'lo matza kli ha'netilat samuch lo. If a person woke up and did not find the utensil of Netilat Yadayim right next to his bed. Ela munach rachok harbe, but rather it's very far. Ve'en yachol lomar la'adam acher shevenu olav, and you cannot tell someone else to bring it to you. Az yelech pachot pachot me'arba amot. You should walk less, take little steps, less than arba amot. Basically, four regular steps that you take. A regular step that you take is about an ama. So you take four of, you shouldn't walk four of those in one shot. You should take two steps, three steps, take a break. Another, that would be about dalet amot. The Ben Ish Chai here obviously holds very stringently that a person should try and wash next to their bed. We're going to see soon that there are opinions that are more lenient on this. A person does not necessarily mikar adin, according to the strict letter of the law, wash next to his bed, but rather they can wash when they walk to the sink or the kitchen or wherever it is that their water sources. V'im kam mitato v'alach etzel kli anitila karov lo, if a person walked to the utensil v'lo matza b'kli shi'ur ha'ra'ui litol shalosh pa'amim, and it wasn't full, so he wasn't able to wash three times, al kol yadav dahaynu imakaf mukhach lelech rachok la'avimayim, and you have to go far to bring water. Az yireim yesh b'mayim muatim elo kedei sipuk netila at kishrei etzbotav. He got to the utensil and he saw somebody spilled it, and there wasn't enough water to wash your hands properly three times alternating, and each time washing your own hand. So what should you do? If there's enough water to at least wash your fingers, like we do on Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, like we mentioned, then you should do that. Kmo din nitilat Yom Kippur, yitol ad kishrei etzbotav. You should wash until that point. V'achar kach yulich hakli me'elu mayim v'yitol karaui. V'im kaze yelech pachot pachot me'arba amot. Nevertheless, you should walk less than dalet amot. So we did bring, what's the reason that you're not supposed to walk more than four amot in one shot? Because by walking, you make the tum'ah that's on the person become more ingrained in the person. By him walking with the tum'ah, it makes more ingrained. But if you take less than dalet amot, So that doesn't give it a chance to really rest upon the person. There are those that are makil that say today the whole house is considered like your dalet amot. The whole area of the house is like your dalet amot. Dalet amot doesn't necessarily mean the distance of four amot, but rather it means your surroundings, which is your house. So therefore, there are those that are makil that you could actually walk around the whole house. There, furthermore, Reb Chaim Falaji writes down in Shut Lev Chaim Chelek Aleph that today the tum'ah is weaker than it used to be back in the days of our sages. So that's another reason to be lenient and not necessarily have to wash right next to the bed. Now, in terms of what's the best process to wash, meaning if you want to cover all grounds, according to all the poskim, it's brought down in Halakha Brura, Siman Dalet, Siv Dalet, that this is the best fashion to wash. You walk, you wake up in the morning, you do Netilat Yadayim next to your bed. Then a person, what's the reason for that? Because right away you remove the tum'ah from you, and you're free to do what you want. You're able to go to the bathroom, you're able to get dressed. So you do that. You wash next to your bed, Netilat Yadayim. Then a person goes to the bathroom, gets dressed, brushes their teeth, whatever they want to do, puts their socks on. However, after they finish that process, they've already removed the tum'ah from them, but they did not say any bracha yet. They then wash a second time, like we've mentioned before, alternating from hand to hand, and this time say al netilat yadayim and asher yatzar. In this way, he removes the tum'ah, and he's able to go to the bathroom, and he doesn't get involved with touching any foods or any stuff that we're going to see soon, that if he touches, creates problems. Nevertheless, mikaradin, if a person feels this is too much for them, they are permitted to wake up, go to the bathroom, do whatever they want, and then do netilat yadayim. Mikaradin, there is who to rely on to do that as well. Regarding the question of how could a person go to the bathroom before they wash Netilat Yadayim, the answer is because as we've brought, there are certain opinions who say that the Tum'ah today is much weaker than it was in the days of Chazal. So it's not creating as much problems as it was in the days of our sages. In general, it has weakened out. Therefore, a person would have more leniency. So there is who to rely on, like we said.